Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, 621. Brock, Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
how you doing? How you doing?
We're going to take a full forecast here in a little bit. Not for me. I'm going to let the pros do it. But right now, though, it's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Lights. You can enjoy all your favorite games and holiday festivities responsibly, of course, and enjoying Bud Light. If you want to, tag your tweets, hashtag Showtime Cam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown.
There you go, man. Last night, NFL, it was a game last night. Seahawks beating the Eagles 23-17. Did you watch any of that game? Did you catch any of it?
I did not. That's two teams I could care less about. But anyway, you know, how'd Russell Wilson
do? I had it on in the background. It was all right. Carson Wentz, man. You guys.
You don't like that guy.
I don't see why they like everybody. Here's the thing. There's so many great players out there that would love that position. You know, and you keep giving it to this guy that continues and continues to fail you and your team, getting hurt, not capitalizing on plays. Dude, he threw a ball last night that was like 10 yards short. I'm like, what? You're a pro. You're a professional quarterback. Act like one. Would you? Dude, he pisses me off.
I can tell.
Dude, 10 yards short. No joke.
You've had it out for Carson Wentz ever since they started the Eagles started him again over Foles, who won
over
him a Foles, Super Bowl.
After Foles won him a Super Bowl.
At that point, you're
morons.
Like, F Carson Wentz, that guy's the worst.
I just don't get it. I don't see it. I don't see what they're seeing. So there you go. Hey, continue to lose over there, huh? Just keep going.
Have fun being losers.
Right. You know? More pro football news because of the restriction in Santa Clara County in California. San Francisco 49ers are not allowed to play their next two games in their home stadium. Instead, they worked out a deal to play those games in Arizona at State Farm Stadium, which is the home of the Cardinals. And remember how the game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Ravens was scheduled for tonight? Well, that changed as well. It's now scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday night.
Here's a question for you, Hunter. I'm just going to put this out there. Now, I know things happen, okay? Some things are out of your control. But there also are a lot of people that are following the rules, doing what they can. And I'm talking about the NFL on here. I don't want anybody to be like, oh, Brock's got some hidden message. I'm talking strictly about the NFL. They have put rules in place, distancing in place, masks, all this stuff. But then you see certain teams, certain groups in the NFL that don't seem to be adhering and having a lot of problems with COVID, with outbreaks. Do you feel that maybe you should be like, hey, sorry, guys, you're not following the rules. You got to chalk those up as losses. Because
I mean, I see where you're coming from, but you then you're penalizing people still that are following the rules.
That's true, but I think it's a collective, all right? It's a team sport. And if you're not going to buckle down for your teammates, maybe then your teammates need to do something better. Or maybe it comes from the higher up, big, hey, look, sorry, star player, you didn't mask up. You're sitting until you're good, and you're going to learn a lesson from this. Because there are a lot of other teams that haven't missed any games, that haven't had to change, that are following the rules. And now if this season gets all backed up, because we could see that happen, or now we could see maybe it being a shorter season. Because I was listening to, some sports station when I was driving down to Missouri. I was flipping through channels and found this one, and they were talking about, like, obviously the playoffs are the big money, and they can't miss out on playoffs. So do we need to put something into place? Is there a bubble? It just seems kind of silly to me that there's some teams that are having so many issues with this.
Wish I had an answer. I think I wish everybody had an answer, but I don't think anybody does, Brock. I think everybody's just, you know what? I think I'm just looking at this season as like a big scrimmage. You
know? It's weird seeing the games without any without any fan. Well, some stadiums are. Like Missouri, they're like, yeah, whatever. We'll have people in the stands. Who cares? Whatever. It'll be fine.
We'll call it the 2020 Jamboree of NFL football.
Yeah, the 2020 NFL Flag Football League. It's perfect. Yeah, it's perfect.
Right.
It's
basically what's going on. But yeah, like I said, man, I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't think anybody does. It's just kind of, you know.
Well,
week by week.
Malarkey.
Anyway. Yeah. I got a few more stories, but I'm going to save them for next hour because it's Tuesday. Man, there's not much going on.
Stretching this out. Good enough for me. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Never going to give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around.
Tuesday.
Never gonna make you cry. Never
right.
Gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie.
Kill him.
That was pretty good. That was a very good Rick Astley. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:23. If you're not awake yet, you surely are now.
Don't you ruin my sports now.
Never gonna give you sports. Never gonna sport your sports. Never gonna sport a sport.
The button.
Sport,
the button.
Sport.
Hit it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, we're gonna read some scores. We're gonna talk some sports. Gonna do some sports. Sports. Sports.
Get to the sponsor, would you? We got sports. Let's go.
Sports. I was brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. That was damn good. You know it. Anyway, as always, sports is brought to you.
Drive time, Brock. This is when we get the most listeners, and you're ruining it.
This is when we get our 10 listeners, and it's just gone. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So no matter what you're doing, whether you're listening to Rick Astley or you're watching your favorite team play, Bud Distributing is there to help you enjoy with delicious libations. Hit us with it, Hunter.
Shut up and listen. All right, NFL last night, Seattle beat Philadelphia 23-17. Pretty close game there, but Carson Wentz, just I'm not on board, guys. I'm sorry.
Hate that
guy. Last night, he threw a ball last night that was like 10 yards short. It was a tight end streak, and the guy had it. He had a touchdown. If you would just throw the ball like a teenager could. But no, you're a professional quarterback, and you're tossing it 10 yards short. Can't believe it.
Hunter, what are you suiting up next for the NFL?
Dude, I could. If Carson Wentz is out there playing, dude, I mean, I just don't get it. What has he done for that team? What has he done for one year, guys, like 4 years ago? He had a great, like, seven games up until he got hurt. And then they just latched on forever. They're like, this guy is God's gift to fill it up. No, he's not. Look where you're at. You suck. And it's because of him.
So, this guy sucks.
This guy sucks. He does, though. Wentz, I'm sorry, man. You're probably a great guy. But
no, I don't know. He's a real piece of trash.
This guy sucks.
And I can tell. I can tell just here. Just looking at his stupid face. You know what, Wentz? I hope you get your leg broke, all right?
Philadelphia just pissed me off when they got rid of Foles after winning a Super Bowl for him.
You know, it could have been interesting. They could have kept Foles and maybe not had the success and could have dumped Wentz off to a different team where he could have had success. We don't know. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but.
Yeah, they blew it. No. Philadelphia, you blew it.
You blew it big.
No,
maybe
God,
you blew
stop.
It.
Stop. This is my sport.
I'm
Shut
sorry.
Up.
Go ahead.
More pro football news. Don't ruin it, man. God, you're ruining my momentum. Because of the restriction in Santa Clara County in California, San Francisco 49ers not allowed to play their next two games in their home stadium. Instead, they worked out a deal to play those games in Arizona at State Farm Stadium, home of the Cardinals. This is just weird, guys. Remember how the game between the Steelers and the Ravens was scheduled to play tonight? Well, that's changed as well. It's now scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday night. That's right. If this thing actually happens, we're going to get a dose of Wednesday night football.
Wednesday night football.
So why is it? So, no, not tonight. But tomorrow night, you can play.
I don't know.
Did somebody get corona and then tomorrow night they're not going to have it, right? What's going on?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't
it
know.
It makes no effing sense to me, Brock. Yeah. I don't get it.
I mean, maybe after they do the contact tracing and they, I don't know. I don't know the thought process behind it or the schematics or beakers.
Not Tuesday night. But Wednesday,
yep.
You're good to go. You're good to go. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Mixed martial arts. Here we go, man.
Hi-ya!
Listen, you're going to love this story, man. 139-pound female mixed martial artist. Her name is Darina Matsyuk.
That she got sounds into the terrifying.
Matsyuk. She got into the octagon with a 529-pound man named Grigory Kristakov. She knocked him out in 90 seconds.
Wow. Here's the thing. Just being big, if he's just a big fat guy, it's not going to do any good.
I know. I never understood that either. Yeah. It's like the guy can hardly move. He can hardly breathe.
Yeah.
There was another fight like that where it was a very small Asian guy and like a really, really big like Samoan guy that was like 800 pounds.
What's the chick's name again?
Her name is Darina Matsyuk. M-A-D-Z-Y-U-K.
Z. Like I know how to spell Darina. M-A-D-Z.
Y-U-K.
Y-U-K. Oh, here, I got it. I found it.
Is she a monster or what? She's 139 pounds. She can't be a monster.
That guy's, he was just a big fatty.
Just a big fatty. See, that's the thing. If you get the fatty on the floor and you start, ground and pounding, he can't do anything. He can't get up.
I would not want to fight her either way, even if I was in shape. She's scary looking, man.
Some of the chicks from UFC, man, or just any fighting division are something scary.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Who's the one champion right now? What's her name? She's on the Modelo commercial. My God, dude. She's terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, smoke anybody.
Honestly, if I thought I could beat any of those women, I would get absolutely annihilated. All right, where I'm at right now, I would get straight up murdered in the ring, and I deserve it.
Their husbands, just walking on eggshells their whole life.
Most of us average men need to admit that when it comes to playing. Or taking on any woman in a professional sports, we're not going to win. I remember reading some study somewhere, and you and I talked about this. Like one out of five guys said, seriously meant it when they saying that they could beat Serena Williams in a tennis match.
Hey, no, guys.
Couldn't. Just like, I guarantee 99% of us, I'm going to say 99% of us average men would go in the ring with this lady and she would beat the hell out of us. Yeah. All right.
Just because you have a penis doesn't mean you can beat Serena. Have you seen this chick's legs?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. She would literally blast a tennis ball through your skull before you even knew it happened. Just like if you stepped in the octagon with this lady at 136 pounds?
Yeah.
She would choke.
Mouthful of teeth.
Yeah, you're going to be choked the F out, man. All right?
You'd be choking on your own teeth.
Sit there with Cheeto dust on your shirt with a beer gun. Like, no, I could take her. No, you'd be dead. You'd be dead.
You couldn't.
Love it.
So there you go.
Good enough
There's
for me.
There's your sports this morning on a Tuesday.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.